This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time for another Farmers Appreciation Month report here on this Wednesday. Last year, the Growmark system and its parent companies, which are your local FS cooperatives, released its Ag Validity Program. This allows new technologies in agriculture to be introduced and tested on the ground right here in Mid-Illinois. Lance Rupert, originally from the Nokomis area, is the Director of Agronomy Marketing and Technology for Growmark in Bloomington. And in this interview, Lance explains the Ag Validity Program.
Yeah, so Growmark got involved with startups in ag through our involvement with Cultivian Sandbox. It's a venture capital firm out of Chicago. They invest in ag and food startup companies that they think might make it someday and help them along the way. So when we were working with startup companies and kind of analyzing those types of companies that are coming to the ag space, like, you know, out of nowhere, a lot of investment in that field to see where technology can help advance agriculture into the future. We saw there potentially was a need or an opportunity for us to help those startups, the ones we would deem as having a good value prop, be successful, and then help our FS companies see those things early stages, and then work with farmers as well to kind of vet out and test their technologies, whether it be a product of some sort or a digital tool, to help everybody in the chain see value or build value within those products. Many of these companies are really smart people with PhDs and great ideas, entrepreneurs, but some of them don't really understand farming. So connecting those really smart folks with novel ideas with crop specialists, agronomists, and farmers was kind of the niche that we saw that we could potentially fulfill and help everybody. So help the startup build a better product, help our system be on the forefront of new technologies that we can bring to our growers and help them be more successful. So we're hoping it's a win-win-win. We just got started really in 2019, so had a small-scale testing, just getting things going. We're going to expand that out in 2020, but we're looking forward to it and had a lot of good response from the startup community, of course, and the ag business community and our members and farmers in general.
And when you move forward into 2020 and making that more readily available to the member companies, the local FSs, is that something that the local farmer could walk into a M&M service company, Christian County, South Central, and be able to utilize?
Yes. So, we're looking for crop specialists that like to test things and are curious and innovative. We're looking for farmers too, right? Because we need farmers that kind of like to be on the forefront, early adopters, innovators as well, to test these things. Not everybody wants to do that, but we need good cooperators that will take the time to put a plot in or a little extra effort, maybe testing biologicals or a biostimulant, maybe even some digital tools. We're looking for farmers to help us vet out, you know, new apps and digital technology that can help us bring new information that maybe help them make better decisions in the future. So if you're curious, ask your local crop specialists. And, you know, like we say to the member company, raise your hand. If you'd like to be a part of this, we'd love to have you. And same for growers. Just raise your hand, reach out, and they can connect you with the projects that we're looking for and potentially be a part of it. So we are working with M&M Service Company, Christian County FS, and South Central FS on ag validity projects. We're looking at close to 40 different projects, types, we'll call it, this last year and going into 2020. So each one of those companies is doing certain ones, not all 40, but specific ones that maybe fit the territory or fit their want or their need to work with us. So there are opportunities.
And again, that was Lance Rupert, formerly from Nokomis, who is the director of the Agronomy Marketing and Technology for the Growmark system. And that'll conclude today's Farmers Appreciation Month report for a Wednesday. But remember to continue to listen all month long, as we still have a few more reports to give you throughout February. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI.